Good afternoon, everyone. I'm calling to order the St. Lucie County Fire District Board of Commissioners this Wednesday, February 25th at 3 o'clock p.m. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson?
Present.
Commissioner Morton? Commissioner Leonard?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Clasby?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present.
Please stand for the invocation. Commissioner Leonard, would you please provide us with one?
Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for the opportunity to gather today. We ask you continue to watch over those who serve this amazing county and the people that, that live inside of it. And Heavenly Father, we just ask that you continue to bless us and we will bless others. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Chief Gonzalez, we have some promotion recognitions.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, before we have Division Chief Ryan Solomon, Lieutenant Andrew Wilmore, they're going to be recognized. Division Chief Ryan Solomon, you mind standing up for us real quick? Ryan is the Division Chief Shift Commander of A-Shift. Ryan got hired in February of 2005. Lieutenant FTO, Station Captain, Battalion Chief, Field Training Chief, and now he is the proud owner of A-Shift. And we went to med school together, Ryan. I'm so happy, dude. And congrats, man. And congrats to your daughter's there. His son, Ryan, couldn't be here today. But proud dad, proud moment for him and his family. Come on, bud.
Commissioners, thank you. Chief Gonzalez, thank you very much, command staff. I'm very proud, very humbled for this opportunity, and I want to especially thank my daughter for coming today, Lily, and also my son who can't be here, but I'm extremely proud, extremely humbled, and I look forward to the future of the fire district and A-Shift. Thank you.
Congratulations.
And now our second promotion, Lieutenant Andrew Wilmore. Andrew, mind standing up? Andrew was just recently promoted to lieutenant. He's the lieutenant at Station 11 C Shift, Alpha Shin Road. He was most recently one of our special operations technicians, here at Station 18. I can't say enough about this guy. You guys know Andrew, obviously, from dealing with him, labor management, but Andrew's one of those guys that he's a go-to, the brain right here. He's a great guy, and he's going to be adding a new title soon to his name. He's got a baby girl on the way as well. So Aubrey, Liam, and your baby girl, congrats, Andrew. Your family, come on up, bud.
I'll echo what Chief said. Very grateful, very humbled. I'll leave it that this place given more than to me than I can ever give it, but I do intend to try. So thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Andrew and Chief, come on over here. We're going to get sworn in. Get their oaths.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Andrew Wilmore.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That as a state your new rank.
That as a division
chief. I will support the United States Constitution.
I will support the United States Constitution.
All other legal authorities.
All other legal authorities.
And the rules and regulations of the fire district.
And
I will dedicate my best efforts, for the greater good of our community,
my fellow firefighters,
and all fire district employees. So help me God. Congratulations.
I don't know if you guys saw Chief Solomon with the radio. He should be on a shift today as a shift commander. He's a little jealous. There's about 5 to 10 acres burning off of Casilla and Rain Tree right now. Crew's got an aggressive stop on it. You got Forestry working together, ERD for our county cohorts right there, and they're putting a nice stop on that. And there's a fire on South Beach, so busy A shift today for these guys.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
And the wind just picked up.
And with that, for the Meritorious Award, we're going to postpone that because Captain Stanford is out dealing with that, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Captain Stanford's out, so we're going to go ahead and do that. But I would like to say that we did recognize him at our Medal Day ceremony. And if it wasn't for the contacts that he had and what he did that day, it might have been a completely different outcome. So he did a great job. That's why he would be awarded.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other commendations? Item 7, approval of fire board meeting minutes. We have the regular meeting from January 7th, 2026. Is there a motion?
Move approval. Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Additions and deletions to the agenda? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of consent agenda? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to public comments, would anyone like to address the fire board? Seeing no one, I'll close public comment. Comment from the union representative? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Glad to see everybody's here today. Hope your new year is starting out great. We're still status quo in our contract that's current until October of this year. Looking to probably schedule the next 2 weeks when the fire chief comes back, and I'll be gone for a week also, a labor management meeting to start lining up some of the landscape of how we're going to start negotiations coming up. Look forward to it, and glad everybody's here again. And again, I hope everybody's having a great new year so far. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, we're moving on to 14 new business. 14I, purchase authorization for Globe firefighting bunker gear.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Board. The fire district is required to provide NFPA compliant personnel with full protective bunker gear. And we, the gear lasts about, it has a lifespan of 10 years. Ours, the way that we wear it out is actually a little bit less than that, but we have a rotation and a schedule to replace this gear. When the gear comes out of its primary use, it's used as a backup gear. So when we have new recruits that are coming in, we use the backup gear. If other people's gear has to go out for repairs, we have the backup gear. So our rotation plan is requiring that we replace 115 sets this year. We're wanting to do it a little sooner because there's going to be a 3 to 5% increase in price. So we want to try to do all 115 sets at this time. Plus, we're adding another 40 sets for the additional new hires that we have. So the staff recommends the fire board authorization to proceed with the purchase of 155 sets of Globe structural firefighting gear at the cost of $588,166.10.
Any questions?
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item, approval of 1 year renewal of CMAR master agreement with Paul Jaffin and Sons.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Before you, you have the agenda request to approve the 1 year renewal on our CMAR master agreement with Paul Jaquin and Sons Construction. On March 19th of 2025, the district entered into the construction manager at risk master agreement with Paul Jaquin and Sons Inc. to provide pre-construction and construction management services for district capital improvement projects as authorized by the Florida statutes. The CMAR master agreement allows the fire district to extend or continue the contractual relationship through written notice subject to board approval. Paul Jaquin and Sons, Inc. has continued to perform satisfactorily under the terms of the agreement and has provided valuable support to the district on multiple capital projects. Roughly give or take $7.4 million worth is what we're currently under construction with them. So staff recommends approval of a one-year renewal of a CMAR contract through the master agreement. The proposed renewal does not obligate the district to assign any specific project and retains all existing termination scope and compensation provisions of the original master agreement.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, Enterprise Fleet Management.
I've got three of these. Okay. Madam Chair, Commissioners, Chief Gonzalez. Request for approval of two 2026 Ford Transit cargo vans. In 2019, the Fire District entered into an open-ended equity lease agreement with Enterprise Fleet Management as a cost-effective alternative to purchasing these vehicles outright. Due to the district's growth and the addition of the new stations, we're looking to add two cargo vans. One van will serve the Building and Grounds Division. There will be a one-time fee of $5,244.50 once we receive it. The total, which was budgeted for over 12 months, is $17,835.38. The second van will be within the PPE division. One-time fee is $7,001.50. A one-year cost of $22,112.26, which again was budgeted for. This purchase will utilize the Sourcewell contract, which was competitively awarded to Enterprise through a governmental RFP process. Funds for both vehicles are already budgeted in fiscal year 25-26 under fleet management, and staff recommends moving on them.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, refurbishing and remounting of two Braun Express ambulances from 10A.
Yes, ma'am. As you can see on the agenda, we've included a quick snapshot of our current rescue trucks and their mileages. The fire district's trying to paint a clear picture for you all. As you're aware, we've ran 70,000 calls last year. We're on pace for a little more than that this year. We have 11 frontline rescue trucks putting about 30,000 to 48,000 miles on them annually. We have nine frontline trucks now exceed 200,000 miles. So you can see the picture there. To address this, we purchased six new rescue trucks and two refurbished trucks a couple years ago. We expect to start receiving them about 6 months from now. So also in January, we bought four additional brand new trucks, but the lead time is 30 months out. So again, we'll start receiving these trucks in the 6 month mark, the 30 month mark. So there's a huge gap there. So to bridge that gap, these two new Braun Express ambulances from 10A will help bridge that gap. So if passed today, they will be completed by 10A under the Florida Sheriff's Association's contract. Each of them costs $306,486 brand new. This ultimately saves the fire district $185,698. So instead of purchasing them brand new. So it is definitely a win-win to get them earlier within 12 to 14 months versus the 30 month. So staff recommends approval to move forward with the purchasing of them.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, purchase of a Stupfin Monarch fire engine.
Fire district seeking approval to purchase this fire truck. It's going to be for Station 21, currently in the planning stages. About 3 years from now, hopefully it's here. If approved, we've purchased this vehicle. And again, the lead time's 34 to 36 months. So we're trying to stay ahead of it. Also, if we purchase this vehicle now, we would save roughly $30,000 because there is going to be a cost increase here momentarily. So we would, lock it in it for $1,070,790. Plus, once we receive it here in Florida, 36 months from now, we wire transfer the money within 72 hours, and we save an additional $15,000. So staff recommends approval to purchase this engine from Stupfin and utilize the early payment option to secure the savings.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
questions, is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, we have Memorandum of Understanding, Rip and Run Services. Ms. Sable?
Thank you. Before you, for your consideration today, is an amended Memorandum of Understanding for the Rip and Run System. The Rip and Run System serves as an automated method for transmitting real-time emergency dispatch information from the county's computer-aided dispatch, or CAD, system directly to designated fire staff stations, apparatus, and administrative locations. The parties have agreed that the updated responsibilities warrant the $2,000 per station compensation to the fire district, which shall commence October 1st, 2026. Staff recommends approval of the Memorandum of Understanding.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, self-renewed lease agreement. Ms. Sable?
Thank you. One of the district's current tenants at the Rhode Island Avenue property, SELF, has requested an updated and renewed lease agreement. The newly revised and negotiated lease provides for a three-year term with automatic renewal unless either party provides a 90-day written notice of cancellation. The newly negotiated monthly rent payments will increase to $1,400 monthly, with an additional $400 monthly charge for utilities, which remains unchanged from the previous agreement. Staff recommends approval of this extended lease agreement.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do we know how many square foot this is?
7,000.
I believe the overall of that portion of the building is 7,000.
Do you know what the square footage price per year is?
So it's kind of like a shared use space, but the square use.
Come up to the podium.
We went by the square footage price, did some market study, and that's how we based off the increase of the rent.
That's also worthy of note that part of the negotiations included the tenant commencing some alterations and improvements to the property, as well as assuming responsibility for various maintenance and repairs to the property.
At their expense, correct?
Yes.
So you said 7,000 square foot?
Yes, but there is some shared space and entrancing and exit space, because our current training division is also in that same space. So there's shared use in lobby, entrance, and also hallways within that structure.
I mean, on the property appraiser's website, it says 2,700 square foot. Is that not all that?
That could be more accurate for the space that's being rented and yes, the office area, because our overall training division is in that same space.
It seems to me that that's a really good rental price, like almost subsidizing. So you're saying that's the market rate?
I believe when we did the analysis, from my best recollection, it was $1,800 per month, but I don't recall if that was inclusion of the utilities or not, which we do charge a separate fee for their electric, correct? If I'm not mistaken, Kim?
We cover the water and sewer according to the lease agreement.
Correct. And then we have them pay for the electric, from my best recollection. So I think the study and when we initially did it was $1,850 for the rent. But then I guess it was agreed upon between Chief and...
Do we know if SELF currently operates in St. Lucie County?
I couldn't tell you. I know it's a solar company, from my best recollection. This lease has been ongoing for as long as I can remember, prior to any of us.
Former Commissioner Doug Coward's company, nonprofit that aids in giving loans to people who need home improvements.
Right.
Through the Solar Energy Loan Fund.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's definitely years from my best recollection.
I feel like we could get a better tenant in there. Personally, that area doesn't have a lot of rentals for medical and different things. I mean, I don't know that that's the market rate from the people I've talked to that are in real estate. I don't know if anybody else has an opinion.
How long have they been in there? How long have they been in there?
Several years. I don't know the. I don't know how.
Is this the first time we've renewed the lease?
I'm in my 10th year, and we've had several years.
I mean, they've been there a long time. Ken Mascara took me there when I was a freshman in high school, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't pay the market rate, or that we should somehow have to prove that that's the market rate, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Correct. There are some shared space and shared use of the facilities because our training division is in the same space. And I think that's a 1986 building from my best recollection, or 84 is when that whole complex was built. So it is an aging building, and hence that's why they wanted to add and try to do some modernization of the space that they're in.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you. Moving on to fire board resolutions. Resolution number 791-26.
Thank you.
Mr. Bergeron.
Yes, ma'am. This budget amendment supports the transfer of Fund 181 and 186 to the general fund. As we've talked about this in the past. This will simplify budget management in the general fund, and I believe it'll help make the reserve fund more transparent. Here's the resolution. Whereas subsequent to the adoption of the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for the St. Lucie County Fire District, Fire District staff initiated a consolidation of fund account elements in the Fire District's chart of accounts. The purpose of this consolidation is to simplify accounting and budgetary management, and also to improve transparency as it relates to the Fire District's reserve accounts. To accomplish this consolidation, a transfer out from funds 181, which is known as fleet, and 186 emergency reserve needs to be posted with an offsetting transfer in posting to the general fund. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Louis County Fire District in a meeting assembled this 25th day of February 2026. The funds are hereby amended as follows. Fund 181 has a transfer out to the general fund of $5,033,194.98. offset by a decrease in Fund 181 reserves. Fund 186 has a transfer to other funds, to the general fund, at $23,328,417.94. Offsetting decrease in Fund 186 is the reserves in that fund. And both of those are offset by a general fund transfer in at the combined amount of $28,577,137.55.
Questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to go back for a second to the fire board policy on fund balances. Mr. Bergeron?
Yes, we, in preparing the transfer out of those funds, there was some conversation about how the fund balance policy, I think it was approved in December, recently approved, targets the unassigned fund balance in the general fund at 20% of appropriations in the general fund. Transfers in and transfers out are known as other financing sources and uses, but to be absolutely clear, we wanted to go back and amend that recent policy to make sure that non-recurring interfund transfers were excluded from that calculation. So that's what that change is to the policy.
I appreciate making that more clear.
Yeah, clarifies.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving on to resolution number 792-26.
Another budget amendment. This is to cover the purchase orders that ultimately rolled forward from FY 2024-25 into 2025-26. Whereas subsequent to the adoption of the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for the St. Lucie County Fire District, purchase orders that remained open on 9/30/2025 were rolled into the 2025-26 fiscal year. The attached report provides the key account and amounts needed to increase budgets in order to offset purchase orders. The total amount of the appropriation increase, which is offset by a decrease in reserves, is $25,816,390.14. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District in a meeting assembled this 25th day of February 2025, the funds are hereby amended as previously stated.
Thank you. Is there a motion for resolution 792-26?
Move approval.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Moving on to resolution number 793-26.
Thank you. St. Lucie County Fire District approval of property exchange and authorized representative, resolution number 793-26. A resolution of the St. Lucie County Fire District authorizing an exchange of property located in St. Lucie County, Florida, between the St. Lucie County Fire District and the St. Lucie County, Florida, authorizing the board chair and or vice chair to finalize and execute all deeds, agreements, documents, and other instructions for and on behalf of and in the name of the St. Lucie County Fire District necessary to convey, sell, release, close on, and finalize the sale or exchange of such real estate, providing for severability and providing an effective date. Whereas the St. Lucie County Fire District Board's bylaws, policies, and procedures, section 16, execution of formal documents, states that all district resolutions and any instrument of sale, lease, release, or conveyance shall be executed in the name of the district by the chairman or vice chairman of the board acting on behalf of the fire district and attested to by the clerk treasurer. Whereas St. Lucie County Fire District is the owner of certain property identified in Part A of the resolution, and whereas St. Lucie County is the owner of certain property, county property identified in Part B of the resolution, whereas the county has agreed to convey Lot 4 to the district by county deed to build a fire training facility free and clear of all liens, and whereas the district agrees to make improvements to Lot 3, providing additional parking with utility hookups, and to Lot 4, providing shared parking, and Lot 5, off-site water detention or retention areas free and clear of all liens. Whereas the parties have determined that an exchange of county property identified in Part B for the district property identified in Part A serves a valid and mutually beneficial public purpose by allowing the district to construct a fire training facility and allow the district to make improvements to county property. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District, St. Lucie County, Florida. Section 1, exchange authorized. The Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire Board approves the exchange agreement delineated in Part A and Part B of the resolution. That the exchange is subject to certain enumerated conditions herein. The chair and vice chair of the Board of Fire Commissioners for St. Lucie County Fire District are hereby authorized to execute any and all deeds or other instruments necessary to effectuate the exchange authorized by this resolution. This resolution shall be effective upon adoption by the Board of Commissioners for the St. Lucie County Fire District, done and adopted in regular session this 25th day of February 2026.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Comments by the fire chief?
Yes, I do. I have a few. First, I'd like to say we had a Medal Day ceremony last week, and the attendance was remarkable. I mean, it was great. I think it was probably the largest attendance we've had. We've been doing it for about 4 years now. A lot of promotions. A lot of excitement, a lot of families. It was very vibrant, very, very nice to see everybody there. I also want to say that, I tell you, we've gone over bunker gear, we've gone over trucks, our engines, our rescue trucks, and all of that. But I can't say enough about this command staff and the people that work underneath them, because I can promise you the money that's spent here is spent very, very wisely. With the bunker gear, they do an excellent job making sure that it's rotated the way it's supposed to be, washed the way it's supposed to be, to make sure they get the most out of the gear. Same thing with the rescue trucks and same thing with the engines and everything. So I just want to say that thank you very much. We are definitely looking out for the finances. And I spoke to Chief Lee last night. He's like on day 4 of his vacation. He's enjoying it. So if you're wondering, he's having a really good time. And we're getting close to mid-year, so be expecting a mid-year review here pretty soon. Okay.
Thank you. Comments by the clerk treasurer? Any comments?
No comments except to follow up with Chief Gonzalez. We are planning on getting back together with the Long Range Capital Planning Committee, and we'll be providing an update on that plan, and also most likely another recommendation on committing fund balance, or at least having a conversation about, you know, why we have fund balance and what it's going to be used for long term. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Sable, any comments?
Just briefly, just to give you some information. We recently returned from the Florida Public Employee Labor Relations Association, and just wanted to let you know that Chief Gonzalez, Chief Langle, and myself are in the process of becoming Florida certified labor relations negotiation experts. So I just wanted to let you know, obviously, I've gone through that several times, but it's good for growth and planning purposes to have our top administrative chiefs also learn about collective bargaining. Mm-hmm. As Mr. Sapp said, we're going to be approaching that in the next couple of months so that we have an educated and informed negotiation team at the table.
Great. Thank you so much. Comments by board members? Anyone have any comments?
Madam Chair,
yes.
I'd like to make a comment and challenge us. At the conclusion of my administration, we were trying to arrange a conversation and workshop for us as a board to sit down and have conversations regarding the future contract of our chief. And we've been unable to get a date that we've been able to sit down. And I just want to remind us, you know, we're 2 months in, about 3 months into the new year. I know that at some point we need to have this conversation, but it was also going to be a learning opportunity for some of us to sit down and really explore and have great conversation and learn about not only the next chief, but succession planning, et cetera, and who's in line and prepare for that. And so I'm a little concerned that we haven't been able to come to a date that all seven of us can get together. It's tough. I get it. But, you know, I'm willing to move stuff off my calendar if I have to make sure we have this 2 or 3 hour meeting so that we can sit down as a board and make sure we plan for the future when it comes to leadership of this organization. Thank you.
Thank you. So I know that the contract for the chief will be on the March agenda. Obviously, the chief isn't here. It will be on the March agenda. I know that there was discussion, and I was not here, with regard to a future workshop. I was a little confused by it, and the reason why is because as long as I've been here, when it comes to future succession planning, it's the role of the chief to get his next leaders in line, and it has been that way, like I said, for the last 15 years that I've been here. And when it comes to the hiring of a future fire chief, how it's been done in this organization is we've always gone inside the organization, and when a chief tells us that he is getting ready to retire, we make the necessary arrangements to schedule an opportunity for people to put in for that role, and then we go through the process of, after that time has passed, when we set the amount of time and that we want for to give for the opportunity to put in an application, then we go through the next process, which is to review the application and then to set up interviews. If there's several, then we talk about whether we want to whittle it down or not, and then do interviews, and then we go forward once after the interviews are done. Similarly, we did with the clerk treasurer, it's no different. Similarly, what we did with Ms. Sable back when she came on board, and we go through the normal process. Just like you would do in Fort Pierce with some of your other, with your city manager, just like we've done, like you guys have done with your county administrator and your city attorney, or county attorney, I'm sorry. And it's the same process when Miss, like with Ms. Sable's role with the attorney, when we know that we're going to have a retirement, then we follow the same process and go out to that process. So I'm not sure what the need is for a workshop. I'd like to hear maybe a little bit more. But that's really what we do, and I don't know what more in-depth conversation needs to be had in regards to that, because it's really the role of the chief to get the next succession planning in line.
Madam Chair, I echo Commissioner Johnson's statements. I asked for a retreat as well.
Okay.
I find it very disconcerting that seven of us can't find 3 hours
in one day to get together. I expect a retreat. I have been here 5 years. We have had none. I think it's getting us all in a room and having a conversation would be very instrumental moving forward. And I think the constituents expect that from us. We can all find 4 hours. I might be the busiest person on this board. I'll find 4 hours.
Madam Chair, if I can add, I think it was not more so succession planning, and we realize that, but it was also to discuss the current chief and putting together a contract for his, perhaps whoever that chief is for the future, and some of us wanting to be able to understand that, dig into it, to really, you know, maybe learn and also contribute to that process, to understand what goes into that process, and to have a discussion specifically about future contracts, next chief, who that may be, and putting that package together. And so it was more of an exercise for some of us to make sure that we're all together. And then also, quite frankly, you know, we're growing as a district. And, you know, I think that it's been maybe shared that in the future, we have to begin to think about that. And I just want us to be able to be in a position to understand what that looks like and make sure that we're understanding our role and responsibility and moving that forward. So that's my comment. I still echo that I'm advocating for the retreat to learn even more and even understand where our challenges and gaps may be currently and as we grow as a district. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Madam Chair. I also would like to have a retreat, and I would not be opposed to using that facilitator we used with the St. Lucie County Port St. Lucie meeting that we had. I've had really good experience with them with the county's own meetings, and I think that we have some discussions that need to be had on what we'd like to see with the fire district in the future.
So basically, it's more like a strategic planning session is what you're looking for, not so much a retreat, so to speak.
We may be mixed on the words a little bit, but okay. The sentiment is, I think we're getting closer to understand. Yeah.
Madam Chair, yes. I do think we need to stay in our lane, but if board members feel like they need that kind of time to understand and sort of talk about the future, I mean, I don't object to it. I just think that I agree with you, and we need to stay in our lane and yes. Know what our role is, which is policy, mm-hmm. and the people that work for us are only three, as far as I know, right? The chief, the
correct.
Clerk, treasurer, and the attorney.
Correct.
And so I think that's if there are board members on here that want more time together to talk about the future of the fire district and kind of a worldview and learn more. And I think that's fine. And I think finding 4 hours in my schedule is very easy to do, but finding 4 hours in my schedule that matches all of yours is not. And that's what's happened. Cause I've replied to every time they've asked and said, this is the date I'm available for this long time. So I've complied and I will cooperate. If this board feels like we need to spend 4 hours doing that, and that's fine. But I think we need to stay in our lane.
Thank you.
So I totally agree with staying in the lane, but staying in the lane, our lane is the fire chief, the district attorney, and the clerk. So that is our lane. I'm on board to 4 hours. I agree. We could all carve out 4 hours somewhere. And it's with the fire chief, with the renewal of the contract. I know the district attorney are you in countdown mode yet?
Well, I think I'll wait until the 12 months start my rundown.
Your countdown. So you've got a few more months before you can start your official countdown, but it is something to talk about to see where we're going to go for the future. So I would agree with the workshop, strategic planning, retreat, whatever you want to call it. Let's just eat meat or meet and eat or whatever. Bring food.
Madam Chair, if I may, This board is assembled of seven pretty talented people, and I think if we put us in a room, it probably wouldn't even take a couple hours. But I would definitely like the conversation, because we, you know, we can't talk outside here. So,
okay. I mean, so we all need to be cognizant of the fact that I know that Mickey's been trying very hard to get a date scheduled, and you know, been able to. So we all need to be cognizant of that. I know Brandon has responded. My assistant has responded several times, and it hasn't worked out. So we all need to make it a priority. And maybe the best thing to do is, since we all know that we are meeting on our regular meeting dates on a Wednesday, the best thing probably to do is make that day on a board meeting day and have it a few hours before. And then this way,
I think I suggested that before. Nobody wanted that, so I don't know if they want it. They want to change their mind.
It makes sense
because it's already set aside.
Yeah, and we know that it's fireboard day,
right?
So to speak.
Right.
So if we can all try to do that within the next month or so, that would be really great.
Madam Chair, yes. I don't want to be that guy, but I would also be willing to consider a Saturday if nobody can find a day during the week. I think this is an important thing.
Weekends are booked with many city events as it is, and next month and the next month after is really difficult. I can tell you that for me. So,
and Madam Chair, I would really want this conversation to happen before that chief's contract comes up on the agenda.
Okay, well, Vicky, see what you can do. See what you can do. Everyone knows here, right? So. Everyone's in charge of their own calendar, so let's see what we can.
I can send out what everybody replied for March, their availability, and then maybe we can come to a consensus on what people can actually make time versus not.
And Madam Chair, do you want to talk about 2 hours for sure? And that you think it can be done in 2 hours?
I would certainly hope so.
Okay, so we don't have to do 4 hours or,
no,
or
a meeting.
It doesn't have to be 4 hours.
Right,
no.
Right.
So, but again, we can do it before the meeting as well, if everyone's available that day.
Yep.
All right. Any other comments from board members?
I did want to say I attended the Metal Day, and it was amazing. I don't know how many that was for me, but what a great crowd. It was awesome. It was very, whoever does your videos needs to get an award. Because the video at the beginning, I was bawling. So congratulations to all on a very nice event.
All right, determination on January 2nd absences. I knew I was not here. I don't know if anyone else wasn't here, because I wasn't here.
I think it was you and Mr. Clasby was unable to attend. $20.
Is there a motion?
Motion to excuse.
You can't. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Who did that?